What's your wife like? What kind of things does she like to do and things like that? What kinds of hobbies and things like that?
She don't work public work at all. Mm-hmm. She's just a housewife. Mm-hmm. We enjoy fishing together. Mm-hmm. We both fish. Mm-hmm. And she enjoys farming, tell you the truth. She wished I would farm. Uh-huh. But she goes up, her father, mm-hmm. her brother farms. Mm-hmm. They farm a little 50 acres of tobacco. Mm-hmm. And up till this year they farm around 1,000, 1,200 acres of corn, but they've quit. She goes up and helps her father farm a good bit, just to be doing something. She enjoys it.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of fishing. We do a lot of saltwater fishing. Mm-hmm. We fish for king mackerel. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of trolling.
Hey, if you're gonna catch mackerel, what kind of bait do you use?
We use mostly what they call a duster, mm-hmm. or a jap feather. Mm-hmm. It's a lead-headed mm-hmm. jig, big mm-hmm. jig with a hole through the center. Mm-hmm. Run leader wire through it and has feathers connected uh-huh. to the back of it. Uh-huh. And then we run three hooks mm-hmm. behind it and use cigar miners or mm-hmm. ballyhoes or small mm-hmm. mullet mm-hmm. behind it. Uh-huh. Sometimes we use cut. Can't get anything else, we use cut bonita. Mm-hmm. Or a smaller mackerel.
Mm-hmm. Is it pretty hard to bring them in?
They're pretty good game fish. Mm-hmm. We've been using a lot of 30-pound test line catching, mm-hmm. and I've never caught a real big mackerel, mm-hmm. about 16-pound largest one I've caught. Mm-hmm. We've caught a lot of them run from 10 to 15 pound. Mm-hmm. Average, I've hung a couple good fish, I think, mm-hmm. but I hadn't.
Yeah.
I did catch a 61-pound cobia.
Mm-hmm. Cobia, what's that? I've never heard.
On the Gulf side, they call him, he goes by some many names, the crab eater or lean. Uh-huh. In Texas, around that way, they call him a lemon fish, mm-hmm. and he's a real good fish to eat. Mm-hmm. He don't get tough or strong with age or size, mm-hmm. and he's when you skin him, mm-hmm. and the meat on him is real white, and mm-hmm. and you can grill him on grill like beef steak.
Mm-hmm. Or wow, will it hold together?
Yeah,
and wow,
man,
that's
he great. Is he's got a sweet taste to him, similar mm-hmm. To a lobster, sort of. He's
wow.
got a sweet, you know.
It's called a cobia.
Yeah, it's fresh, milky taste, you know.
Uh-huh.
Man, they really get their prize mm-hmm. to catch in there.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's crossed between a shark and a catfish.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a uh-huh. kind of a weird looking thing.
Yeah, does he have whiskers?
No, but right on the back of his head, he's got thorns. Mm-hmm. The little thorns that stick up, and I think he has seven. Mm-hmm. And then his tail and all is like a mm-hmm. like a channel catfish sort of, and most of them be brown with a white stomach, and you have a black streak right down the center from his mm-hmm. gills through his tail. Mm-hmm. And then the other weird part of him is his front fins mm-hmm. is right up against his gills, and they're a little longer than they look like mm-hmm. they should be, sort of like a killer whale. Mm-hmm. And he'll run in the water and he'll turn sideways and stick that fin up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people catch him, they think they're sharks, and they mm-hmm. cut them off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he's considered an excellent game fish.
Mm-hmm.